Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to consider giving newspaper and magazine subscriptions as gifts. The recipients will enjoy the gift throughout the year and will be reminded that you care about them. And since newspapers and magazines are consumable and recyclable, you won't just be giving people more stuff. It's like giving an experience, but generally, it's a fairly affordable one. So I personally love printed publications. We subscribe to a great many in my home, including The Wall Street Journal, The Economist, Women's Health, Real Simple, Southern Living, Better Homes and Gardens, HGTV Magazine, you name it. I just subscribed to the new print version of Verily Magazine that's going to come out quarterly. I used to subscribe to a great many more magazines, but sadly, many such as O and Martha Stewart Living and Cooking Light have ceased print operations. Print publications are a great way to enjoy some non-screen fun that's fairly light on the effort front. I can page through most magazines in less than an hour. Well, not The Economist. I save that for long plane trips. But generally, once I'm done, I feel like I've had a good time. But, as suggested by the fact that many publications have ceased print operations, I know a great many people don't read magazines or newspapers. Well, I think they just haven't been converted yet. If you love print too, then why not give subscriptions this year to folks as gifts? People won't get just one gift from you. They'll get several. They'll get to enjoy your gift on a random day in July, not just in December. And while some publications, such as The Wall Street Journal and The Economist, might not be cheap, I know some folks are expensing those, many monthly magazine subscriptions run less than $30 a year. An hour of entertainment each month for $2.50? That is hard to beat. There are lots of thoughtful ways to choose the right subscription. If someone doesn't subscribe to their local paper or local business or lifestyle magazine, those might be great options. My guess is your gift recipient will thank you for the subscription and then be thanking you again next September when they've gotten tickets to that always sold out fall fest because they knew about it ahead of time. And then again, when they've managed to make reservations at the hot new local restaurant because they saw the write-up about its opening. If someone has moved away from home, send them a subscription to a local magazine to let them enjoy some nostalgia. If you know someone has a goal, a gift subscription is a great way to help them feel part of a larger community. Your friend who has embraced cooking would love eating well. A new fitness enthusiast might like Women's or Men's Health or maybe Runner's World. You could give a professional journal to someone who is just starting out and might not spend his or her own money on such a thing, say an education magazine for a new teacher. The Economist actually ran a whole campaign about purchasing a subscription for the young graduate in your life who should be reading The Economist to build up their knowledge, but maybe can't quite afford it yet. Then, of course, there's pure fantasy. Well, what amounts to pure fantasy for most of us? I'm thinking Vogue or Travel and Leisure or Architectural Digest. Maybe your house looks like that. Mine doesn't. But it certainly is fun to gawk at the pictures. Giving a gift of fantasy can be an escape from stress. The one downside of giving a subscription is that the recipient doesn't have anything to unwrap. But that is a solvable problem. A simple approach is to buy a copy of the magazine or newspaper at a local bookstore and wrap it up with a note explaining that a subscription is on the way. You can also give a little gift that relates to the magazine topic, along with a note saying that the magazine is coming. For instance, to announce the gift of a Sports Illustrated subscription, you could wrap up a keyring or baseball cap for the recipient's favorite team. When you give a subscription, you encourage a person to enjoy their favorite places, activities, and interests, and you enhance their leisure time all year long. That strikes me as a good present. Certainly a better present than some object that is just going to gather dust. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.